Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And Al is bringing in right now, actor and now comedian, Jeremy Piven, who is going to be stand-up comedy over that one over there. Hey, Jeremy, how's it going? All right. Stand-up comedy at the K Playhouse at Hunter College, of course, of Entourage fame, of old school fame. What was that movie where you were in? Was that PCU? Remember that one?
Absolutely. Politically Correct University.
That's the first time that I saw you was that movie. Yeah, and I said, this guy's got like intense energy. You stole the show in that movie. And
thank you.
You took a lot of that same character and made a... a career out of that real intense dude that ended up being Ari Gold, which of course was your number one character that people recognize you by now.
Yeah, and that guy really exists, as we know, and he's heavily into the sports world.
Yes.
Ari Emanuel,
right,
who ended up being the force behind purchasing the UFC. So that guy really exists, and I'm just a stage actor from Chicago.
Yes.
That's basically it.
Right. Now,
what's so fascinating about this world is, as I was walking in, he goes, oh, by the way, it's also TV.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Okay, well, I got a face for radio, and also, I didn't know that. I love it. It's just all happening at the same time.
Well, that's okay. I mean, how many times have you been on TV and movies? Do you actually care the way you look now? Like, I mean, everybody knows your face. You look fine. You look good. You look better than we do every day. Come on.
That's not true.
Well, sure. Jeremy
that is, I wouldn't go that far.
Makeup. We have makeup on right now.
Boomer has a lot of makeup on. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a lot of makeup.
Yeah, no, we
I didn't know if it was Phil Sims. I didn't know what was happening. Good night, everyone.
Okay.
No.
I like it. Okay, good.
Yeah,
that's all right. But yeah, no, Phil is, boy, I'll tell you what, his skin is just bad. But no. Here's the thing. You're going into comedy now. It's kind of like, is it something you always wanted to do, or you feel like you need to do it now?
Well, it's interesting because I grew up in Chicago, and I was on the stage at Second City doing sketch comedy, and so that's part of my background. I'm an improvisational actor, and all roads lead to stand-up at this point. It's the only arena that I haven't done. I love doing it, and people see my name and they go, "Is it a screening? Is it a Q&A? What is it?" And it's stand-up. It's observational humor and stories and impressions, and it's an hour of comedy.
So let me ask you. So from my perception of this is that you're a guy who had big roles in movies, big roles on TV. Then there's some accusations that come along. You have denied them to, every degree, a lie detector test, all of that. Then I see you doing this and I'm thinking, is Jeremy Piven going this route because he's being locked out of Hollywood because of these accusations?
Well,
now, that would be my perception. We all know that perception can be bullcrap most of the time.
Right.
Where does my perception land in the realm
of
truth?
Well, what's interesting is that I've been doing stand-up for years, and it's something where, for instance, with Entourage that you brought up earlier, I'm always trying to finesse the dialogue, get my own stuff in, and this is a way of writing your entire story yourself. You're the writer, director, everything. It's the same engine, but a different gear. And for me, when people come out, and I've been very lucky to tour the country and sold out houses and having a blast. And when people come up to me afterwards and they go, I had no idea you were this funny. It's a backhanded compliment because I've been a performer since I was 8 years old. And this is a way of writing my own stuff.
Yeah, the accusations were serious. And I know the last 2 years have probably been very difficult for you. And you did take that lie detector test, the polygraph test, and you stand by that test. Where is all of this now? What has this done to you, and what has it done to your reputation in the world of Hollywood?
Well, all I know is that, you're talking about something that happened a couple of years ago, and they didn't.
It sticks with you, though. It stays
with you. Yeah, I mean, it's a couple of years ago, and we all face, speed bumps in the road. And it's one of those things where it's been a real blessing for me because I did 250 shows last year. I really have learned how to become a stand-up comic. And I would love for you guys to come and see my show. And this is the way life is. We all have these moments. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, we don't know each other. This is like the second time we've ever sat down. And, you know, when life throws you something, you have to, you know, because I have literally nothing to hide, I'm up on stage telling my truth, being as present, having an interaction with the audience that I didn't get to have before. Because, you know, if you're on a set or on location, you don't get to have the interaction with the audience. And now I get that, and it's a blessing.
Talking to Jeremy Piven in studio, he is at Hunter College, the K Playhouse, Saturday, September 21st, doing a stand-up comedy show. You're touring the country, so I'm sure there's other dates that you'll be performing this same show around the city. So you don't feel like you've been pushed out unfairly from doing stuff you want to do? That's the only question
that
I have. Listen,
it's one of those things where I swear to you, I never would have had this much time to dedicate to a craft. You know, I was one of these guys who would go from one job to the next, and been very lucky to be, you know, pretty prolific and have worked my whole life, one job to the next. And to be able, because what I would do is I would get off set and then I'd go right and do a set of stand-up. And I'd be standing up there going, God, I'm exhausted. You know, 14-hour day of shooting, and then here I am doing stand-up, and what am I doing? And it's all led to this. You know, to be able to dedicate this much time to stand-up is a gift, and I love it, and I'm having the time of my life.
All right, that's the last I'll ask of it. And I'll believe you that this is something that you've always wanted to do. And because
yeah.
I feel like with your career, and this is a compliment to you, I feel like your career that you could do whatever you want, you know. And sometimes to choose like the live bouncing around the country act, I don't know.
What you don't understand is that before you knew who I was, that's what I actually am.
Right.
Is a stage performer. That's my training, you know, in Chicago, on the stage from the time I was a child. And then I learned how to act in front of a camera. And then now I'm going back to my roots. So there's nothing better. And as you guys know, we're in the golden age of comedy right now. People are needing to laugh more than ever.
No kidding.
You know, we're living in very, very strange times.
Yep.
You know, as we all know. And so, you know, the way to, I provide, and this will sound very pretentious, but I feel like I provide a real service. These people come out and I make them laugh and they forget about everything for about an hour, and I get to meet them and hang out with them. And, you know, and also they've come out not because of me as a stand-up. They come out because of their connection with me. I made them laugh, you know, in movies or Ari Gold or whatever. And then I get to show them what I feel is funny, and it's all coming from me, and that's incredibly gratifying.
You know, it was October of 2017 that you and I did run into each other, and
yes.
It was on Showtime inside
yes.
the NFL.
Yeah.
And I know you were promoting a show at that point in time, and you were great, and then the next day, you know, all these accusations started in your world, and all of a sudden your world got turned upside down. And
yeah.
I think that's kind of like what we're trying to find out here, like how
yeah.
are you doing now? And I know that you have vehemently have basically defended yourself,
yeah.
and you're not hiding. You're out there. You're out actually trying to, you know, live
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, because Boomer, I have nothing to hide. And when you have something mm-hmm. to hide, you do indeed hide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just lucky that I have this incredible outlet, and I'm a performer, and that's what I'm doing. I'm performing, and I'm going to Hunter College on the 21st and going to be interacting with people, and it's amazing.
You know what's interesting is basically on this show, we do it every day, 4 hours, and you know, we are ourselves. Whatever happens in our lives, we're ourselves. For you and your career, it's different. I mean, you play other characters, and the character in Entourage was a guy who was very brash. He didn't have respect for a lot of people. I mean, there was, you know, the character, and he explained to you. Do you feel like that some people think, because you played that character so well for so long, that you have become synonymous with that person, that people think that that's you in real life, and when someone accuses you of something, like, well, that character there on TV would definitely do this stuff, so it has to be something that is somewhat near the truth.
You know, I think, you know, we can make ourselves crazy by trying to figure out, I think it's very unhealthy to focus on how we're perceived. It's my job to play a character as authentically as possible. That's my job, is to be on time, to be prepared, mm-hmm. to over deliver. That's the only reason you guys even know who I am. And I've spent my life doing that, and I will continue to do it no matter what your perception is or anyone else's. So, you know, I'm a huge sports fan. I'm here because I'm a fan of you guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it would be my honor to have you guys come out and check out my stand-up, because people that come out and see it, they go, oh my God, okay. well, this is what you should be doing.
Well, they see the other side of you.
Well, they see who I actually am. And it's, you know, it's me for an hour talking to people and letting them know what I think is funny and telling them stories about sets on the road, growing up, whatever, doing impressions. And I'm having the time of my life. You know what I mean? And that's the way life should be. We all face hardships, every one of us. And mine is no greater than anyone else's. I'm not more special than anyone. You know, we've watched people time and time again be taken to their knees, and you either get up or you don't. And it's my honor to be able. Listen, when I go in and sell out places everywhere I go, and I get to connect with people and make them laugh, there's nothing better. So what would I possibly have to complain about? I could sit here and complain all day, but no one. I remember they asked Robert Parrish, who like played in the NBA longer than anyone. They said, "How did you do it? You played longer than anybody, and you never complained." And he goes, "I would love to complain. No one cares.
No one really does.
No one cares. And so why would I complain, you guys? I've been a working actor my whole life, and now I'm a working stand-up, and I get to make people laugh." You know,
was there a point where you were like in the initial beginning where that complaining was going on and you realized you had to change yourself or did you have like those coping mechanisms right off the bat? Because it's not an easy thing to do.
It isn't an easy thing to do. But I think like anything else, if you can, this is going to sound like a horrible TED talk, but if you can go inward and quiet the noises and own your own truth and navigate that way as opposed to being afraid of how you might be perceived, that's real. And people can sense it. There's an energy and a vibration that you have when you're living in the truth and in grace. And here we are talking about this on sports radio, and I apologize for that.
No,
but if you come out to Hunter College on the 21st, you'll be able to see me doing my comedy, having a blast, and you'll see why I love to do this so much.
Do you think you'll ever get back into acting again, or
well,
you hope
Boomer,
to, or?
Boomer, you're like, I love it. I know now. Yeah, I know why you're such a great quarterback.
Yeah, I'm
you
just
are
saying,
you are relentless, and I love it. No, I appreciate
you're a great
it.
Actor.
Thank
you,
buddy.
Emmys, you know, on Entourage.
Thank you.
Come on, man. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I know that you love this. I know that part of what you do on stage is acting as well as entertaining. It still is. It's live action. You're there.
Yeah,
you're feeling the vibe from your audience and everything else.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, do you ever see yourself getting back into acting?
Well, not only, I just finished, Boomer, you guys don't know my life. I just finished a movie. I'm about to start one in New York.
Great.
I'm starring in one in January with an Academy Award winning director. Not only am I acting, but I will never give up stand-up.
Well, that's good. All right, good.
Yeah, because, it's my honor to perform. And, you know, that's why I'm here. I know it sounds very pretentious, but that's why I'm here.
Yeah, I am relentless, by the way.
You are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are.
100%.
Now, it does seem like, you know, in your responses, you have done a lot of self...
reflection.
Yes, that's the word. Thank you very
yeah,
much,
that's
Jeremy.
Okay.
That's self-reflection. You have gotten to a point. Yeah. I mean, that stuff is, you know... Quite frankly, it stinks to go through that because it's not easy.
No, it doesn't stink. In fact,
you get to a place eventually.
No, brother, I would dare I say that I think it's that all of us should do that.
Yeah,
it
but
doesn't
sometimes
stink.
It's not easy. It's a difficult task.
No, nothing that's worthwhile. Look at Boomer. He's been doing 2-a-days since he was 8 years old, and if he wasn't the best player of on every field he's ever stepped on, and if he didn't suck it up, he wouldn't be sitting in that seat.
Sure,
you know what I mean. And if self-reflection was easy, if meditation was easy, if figuring out who you are in this life was easy, it's difficult because it's worthwhile.
What was the biggest change that you made for yourself? You felt like, all right, this about me, I don't like. I got to change.
And this has become something else, so
yes,
different than sports.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry. What was the biggest change that?
You do your self-reflection.
Yeah.
You find something out you don't like about yourself. You want to change. What was the biggest thing for you?
I think it's very easy. I grew up in a household where both my parents are teachers and directors and actors, and so I've been on the stage my whole life. And I think you put a serious weight on how you're perceived in terms of your performance, you know, the reviews, and you know that's natural. And I come from an acting family where we take it very seriously and we honor the space that we occupy when you perform. So you want to be recognized for good work and hard work. And I think when you do that too much, when you worry about how you're perceived too much, it's a slippery slope. And I think that was part of, you know, owning who I am, which is I'm going to work as hard as I can and be the best person I can. And the rest of it I can't control. And I think that's good for anyone, really, no matter what situation you're in.
Sure. But I mean, it's at times it's damn near impossible, right? Because I mean, it really is, because we're in a business, too, where what people think of us matters,
yeah.
Right? I mean, with the audience, whether they like it or not, or have some sort of reaction,
right.
The bosses here, like, it matters. So every day I could show up here and be like, you know, I don't care what people think, but like in the long run, I'm going to have to at some point, because these people are making decisions on my life, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I want to know how you got there, because I've failed miserably at that.
Are you still trying to get there? I thought you got there.
I don't know. I got good days and bad days. You know, I'm 37. I'm still working it out. I'm trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a process. All of us are, you know, we're trying to figure it out, and we're trying to evolve as best we can and be decent people. And that's all we can, you know, really in this life. And stand-up comedy, sorry to get back to why we're here, is an arena where I truly believe it's right now, especially, and I'm sure you guys know this as well, it's really the last arena where you can embrace your freedom of speech. You got guys like Dave Chappelle out there who are speaking the truth as he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And he's, you know, getting some flack for it. But, you know, he's out there embracing his freedom of speech. Bill Burr embracing his freedom of speech. And you know, that's what we have to do. We wave the flag and we say that we're free, and we need to be. We need, you know... To say what we believe in this life, you know, we shouldn't be crushed for it.
Is there anything that you hold back in this show because maybe that perception out there, like, I'm not ready to do maybe this or that, or you just, I mean, you're unleashed in this show.
I'm unleashed, and that's, you know, I think if you're not, you're limiting yourself as a performer. And I think that's, you know, naming some of the greats that I did before, when you look at Chappelle, he's letting his hands go, to use a sports reference. I'll just dabble in sports for a moment, because I know this is a sports show. Forgive me for dabbling in sports.
Yes.
But he's letting his hands go because, you know, he's... And that's when a performer is working on his highest level, or when an athlete is working on his highest level. You know, when they're in the zone, if you will. If you're worried about how you're perceived... You know, at any given moment, you're going to get in your own way, and you're not going to be in that zone. And I think, you know, I'm all actors are frustrated athletes. You know, I played high school football at 5'9", was a linebacker, viciously mediocre. I could never make it. But that, you know, that drive and that work ethic that I had transferred over into acting and to stand up.
Jeremy Piven, Saturday, September 21st, performing at K Playhouse at Hunter College. There a way you can get tickets you want to tell people about? The website or anything like that?
What is the website for Hunter College? Do we know? You can go to jeremypiven.com and get tickets that way. But you can also go to, there's a Hunter College website that I don't know at this exact moment, but I know you have a team of experts that can help us this.
Very, very good. So check out jeremypiven.com for more dates and tickets Saturday, September 21st. At Hunter College.
And good luck to you, Jeremy. Yes.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Jeremy Piven on the Fan CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.